This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. A Russian transport jet Friday delivered the first parts of a $2.2 billion Russian missile system to a Turkish military base outside Ankara, causing concern from Brussels to Washington. Turkish Defense Minister Hulusi Akar told Acting U.S. Secretary of Defense Mark Esper by phone that Ankara remains under what he called a serious air and missile threat, and buying the S-400s was a necessity. He added it did not indicate a change in Turkey's strategic orientation. Washington says the S-400, with its advanced radar that could potentially be used to target NATO jets, threatens to compromise NATO military systems in Turkey. The United States has ruled out delivery of its latest F-35 jets if the Russian missiles are deployed. Turkish firms that are part of the consortium that is building the F-35 face the possibility of being frozen out. Police in Gibraltar said Friday they had released all four crew members of the Iranian Grace 1 tanker on bail without charge after officials detained the ship last week on suspicion of breaking European sanctions by taking oil to Syria. Gibraltar police said earlier Friday that they had arrested the two second mates from the tanker one day after the vessel's captain and chief officer were detained. In a statement, the police said all four crew members received bail with conditions. It did not elaborate, but said the investigation was ongoing and that the Grace 1 remains in custody. Britain's Foreign Secretary Jeremy Hunt said the ship's destination led to its seizure.
And we are being clear to Iran that we are not seeking to escalate this situation. The reason that the Grace 1 was seized was because of the destination. It was going to Syria. That was a clear breach of sanctions.
This is VOA News. Weather forecasters have issued hurricane warnings for parts of the Louisiana coast as Tropical Storm Barry churns ominously in the Gulf of Mexico. President Donald Trump declared a state of emergency in Louisiana Thursday night that authorizes the Department of Homeland Security and the Federal Emergency Management Agency to coordinate federal funds and resources. Meteorologist Benjamin Schott warned residents to be ready for heavy rain and flooding.
Heavy rainfall will be possible. Major to near or even record flooding will be possible on rivers and streams around the area.
The National Hurricane Center expects Barry to strengthen before landfall and hit the coast as a Category 1 storm. Labor Secretary Alex Acosta said Friday he's resigning amid renewed scrutiny of how he handled a secret plea deal with accused sexual abuser Jeffrey Epstein. AP's Sagar Magani reports.
Acosta stood alongside as President Trump announced the decision at the White House.
I said, you don't have to do this.
But Acosta said it was the right thing to do, saying criticism of the deal he oversaw as U.S. attorney in Miami that let Epstein avoid federal charges in 2008 was becoming the Labor Department's focus.
Talking about a case that's 12 years old, rather than about the amazing economy we have right now.
The Justice Department's now investigating the plea deal, and top Democrats had been demanding Acosta quit. Sagar Magani, Washington.
A nationwide wave of arrests of immigrants facing deportation commences this weekend as President Donald Trump's plan gets back on track after a delay. The operation is to be carried out in 10 cities and is expected to target families that have been recently ordered deported by an immigration court but have not yet left the country.
It starts on Sunday, and they're going to take people out, and they're going to bring them back to their countries, or they're going to take criminals out, put them in prison, or put them in prison in the countries they came from.
San Francisco is a so-called sanctuary city, and its mayor, London Breed, says her police officers will not help in the raids.
As part of our sanctuary city policy, our city is committed to not dedicating any financial resources to cooperating with ICE. We will support and stand by our immigrant community.
Trump, who has made cracking down on illegal immigration a centerpiece of his administration, is trying to deal with a surge of mostly Central American families crossing the U.S.-Mexico border. Many of those families approach border officials to seek asylum. For more, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.